Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Taking it up a notch is what planners have in mind for an August 17 advanced grazing school at UK Spindletop Research Farm in Lexington. UK Extension Forage Specialist Ray Smith is one of three coordinators heading up the Master Grazing Program funded by the State Ag Development Fund.
Last several years, we've had advanced grazing school because we've realized and people have requested more detail than we have in our two-day grazing school and in some of our other evening-type programs like our Master Cattleman Program. So we've tried to take it up a notch and still keep things in a very practical, hands-on level, but go into finer details with grazing.
Smith explains the focus will be exploring warm season grass production, here with an overview of what's typical.
So in Kentucky, our main forages, pasture and hay crops, are cool season, meaning they grow best in the spring and the fall. Tall fescue, orchard grass, clovers, alfalfa, all fall into that category. So that's great for much of the year in Kentucky, but we have summer just like other places.
So should we do something different? Well, they'll explore the options.
Ideally, if you have a portion of your farm in warm season grasses, then you have something for the summer months, both for your pasture or also even for hay cutting for the winter.
Registrations are limited and due by next Monday, August 10. Your county extension office will have details. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
We're back with UK forage specialist Ray Smith on warm season grasses, which he says is a little different, but in a cattle state like Kentucky can pay off.
One example is sorghum sedan grass. Sudan grass, pearl millet, even Bermuda grass. People know about that on sports fields, but that's an option in Kentucky.
He says every situation and every farm is different, and so is this concept, but he feels it's definitely worthy material for their advanced grazing school.
We have a lot of good techniques for incorporating warm season grasses into existing systems. There is some expense, obviously, in planting something new. There is a fair effort in the management, but getting 4 to 5 tons of production during the middle of the summer could well make up for those efforts.
Looking at new options, that grazing school, August 17, check with your local extension office by August 10 for registration details. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.